my geocaching game over here, chance to win $25. All you got to do is sign your name on the sheet. This is $25 donated by Slaga. Also, there's a secondary prize of another $25 to give it to Walmart gift card. And a booby prize that's nearby. So anybody wants to play, just sign your name on the board. We'll get started at 2 o'clock. I need 15 people.
All right, I got the first one right.
Well, that's the easy one. That's all right.
So do you have a number still?
They cross out here.
Me, I'm out.
Okay, here we have the thrilling event.
You took somebody?
All you want to do is hang one of them.
Hang it where anywhere you think it is that it should go. And I'll look at my secret cheat sheet.
Oh, you can't remember it.
Oh, I've got it in my GPS, but where did I put that cheat sheet? Come on, it's in here.
You take numbers, and then you play Go Fish, and then you play Mastermind. Good job, honey.
Who was the second person to go out?
That one's in the wrong place.
Oh.
And the seven's okay. So now, whoever's got the number knows the final.
Anybody find it yet? No? Okay, we're out here in the field. Everybody's looking for it. Looking in under leaves.
Who got the booby prize?
Yeah.
Jeff said he got the booby prize.
He found it!
The booby prize.
Oh, that's the booby prize?
That's the booby prize.
Oh, what?
It looks like it's got monetary value, but really it doesn't. You're looking for a white disc. Never mind. Somebody just found it. Two winners. And Sarah had the last numbers and didn't even get it.
I get a chance to sit down with mother and son to get the latest news on their caching adventures. When I interviewed them for the Slaga Geocaching podcast number 66, they had only started caching in January of 2007. By August, they had obtained over 2,000 finds, as well as recently finished finding a cache in every county in Illinois. We also discuss her latest geocaching tattoo, a travel bug tag on one of her arms. Paul Konopacki with mother and son. Bring me up to date on where you're on your goals.
The goal for the summer was 2,000, and we hit that in August and went up for Beverly to get the oldest cache in Illinois for number 2,000. That was real fun. I took my brother and racer, 2814, and we all went up there and made that my brother's first cache ever. Actually, he was pretty up for it. And then racer made that her 1,500th. I think. School started immediately after. I had to slow down.
Not stop, but slow down.
Yeah, right. I can't go every day. So we're at about 2460, I think, today. So the new goal is 3,000 by the anniversary date, January 5th. We have Christmas break, so I'm not sure what we're going to do. We're tossing a couple of ideas around for Christmas.
Florida. Get some Florida caches.
Get some Florida caches.
Ah, that'd be a good idea.
That would be fun.
So are you still into this, Harley? Are you still finding caches?
Kind of.
Can you say you have just as many as your mom does?
No.
Probably, yeah, quite a few, though. You
know, that's over 700.
I don't know how many other kids you're raising.
Yeah, that's still really good.
I'd be bragging about that. So what brought you here today?
There's another event in Illinois happening today. I hadn't decided to go to that. Strider hit his 3,000 not too long ago. And I sent him an email saying, congratulations, you're my hero. He reminded me that this event was going on, and I thought, you know, this is my birthday weekend. We usually go camping in Indiana. We've done that forever. So I want to do this picnic instead. Here we are. A few people came up to me and said, I followed you around. I've seen your name. Well, you had asked me before if I did travel bug stuff, and I said, not really. I'm not real good at that. My first travel bug was a nice Scooby-Doo stuffed animal. Its goal was to go to Las Vegas to travel around with the LVPD, and it made it 14 miles and then was muggled. Kind of disappointing. And then I was talking to Duranda one day, one of the Peoria cashers, and he said he was going to get a travel bug tattooed on his hand. And I thought, that would be such a cool idea. So I thought about it, decided I would like to have a travel bug tattooed on the arm, but to look like the real thing, you know, the whole chain. And the other thing was then I had to decide, do I want to, you know, I have to buy a tag, and then I've got to sort through the numbers and letters and make sure they don't have any weird, evil, hidden meaning. But there are some things I didn't want, you know, some numbers or letters. Duranda went through his collection he had, and he found some that had a combination of numbers that were my birthday numbers. I decided to go down and get it done. Travel bug, active. You can discover that. You can't say the numbers, right?
You
can't
have to find it.
That's right, you have to find it. Can't enter muggledom.
Anything you want to say about the event?
This is just great. I love being here. We came to MOGA and that was great fun. I'm coming to MOGA next year. I'm going to compete. I've been practicing.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. No problem.
The day is winding down. Steve Bromley, a.k.a. Java Programmer, announces the newly elected Slaga officers. The Mad Chef announces the winners of the poker run, the 50-50 prize, and hands out attendance prizes.
We've had elections. We've got those done. We've had a little bit of turnover in officers, but not terribly. Since I ran unopposed, I got unanimous. Anybody who would like this job, I would be glad to pass it on to them. So, that being said, Vice President, the most votes is Pandy Andy. Mike Marion is our other Vice President. Secretary Sarah Crosby 30, and Jim Green is our new treasurer. So, a couple things that we do ask for help with if you've got the resources. Paul's asked to kind of step away from the full-time management of the website. If anybody is willing to donate some time towards that, I plan on doing that also, so there'll be at least a few of us. I've had a couple people volunteer to help. Anything that you can do there, we would appreciate. Adding content and just kind of keeping it up and running. Paul spends a lot of time doing that, and Paul, we do appreciate it. Being in IT, I know the efforts involved, and I appreciate that. We'd like to find a storage location for something cheaper than $40 a month. We have a lot of stuff that's right now in multiple people's houses. We'd like to kind of get consolidated so that whenever we need something pull out of storage, we don't have to try to figure out who has it and how to get it from one place to the other. Right now, like I said, the cheapest we found is $40 a month, and we can't see how to spend that on this storage location. We're getting ready to file our first 990 form for federal income tax for a corporation. If anybody's had any experience doing that, we would appreciate. I can see if somebody's got their hand raised up over there. Jim, catch that person and talk to them. Oh, yeah, treasury report.
The balance is $1,414.41. Our major expense this year was getting our 501c7 IRS number, which makes us a non-for-profit.
Thank you, Muriel.
You're welcome.
A couple of the other things that we're looking to do for next year is to buy some inexpensive GPSs, probably the yellow Garmins. Every so often we have a need to give a training class. If you're like me, you sure hate to give somebody you don't know your GPS and send them off into the woods because you don't know whether they're going to find their way back. One of the other pieces of equipment we bought this year, PA system that you see, we've had a need for that for a couple of years. And one of the other things that we bought is also a canopy for when we're out. We're at the WOW, the Forest Park this year, to have someplace that's at least out of the sun. Training classes will continue on. We'll be setting those up again for next year at Tesson Ferry. We're still looking for a place in Chancellor Charles to get one occasionally. We'd be glad to do it, but we need somebody to coordinate that. I don't have any contacts over there. If you're interested at all, send me an email, and I'll be glad to kind of coordinate that. Now, if there are any questions from anybody.
I think some people just kind of want to know all the storage. What do we got? I mean, how big of a room we need?
Storage? Really, we don't need a lot of room. We've got all the supplies for picnic. Probably about a 5x5 room. Something that we can put the banners, we can put the canopy, that somebody can go pick it up. We don't have to keep passing keys, and we'd like to have it someplace centrally located that 3 or 4 people have access to it, if at all possible. Of GeoCoin, one of the things I want to talk about that, we're still trying to get prices. The biggest thing is now is we're wanting to try to find an organization that will be willing to bankroll us for it and us not have to do the capital outlay. Because even for 250 coins, we're talking $5 a piece for the coins. We're talking $1,500. We do not want to obligate Slaga to that kind of money right now. What we don't want to do is set up a contest to ask people to decorate the front or the back side of it and then not be able to do it. John has coins. That's the cat. He's over in the yellow hat over there in the corner.
John,
just raise your hand. If you've seen the cat coins and you're interested in those, definitely catch him. He's got them for sale today. He's got them within today.
The poker run. All of you that have cards in your hand, you want to make 2 different hands. One is going to be 5-card stud, and then your other 2 will be used for 21. We are going to play our 5-card hand, the lowest hand. Yeah, y'all hate me now, don't you? I think I might have a winner.
We're drawing for the 50-50 prize.
Everybody has their numbers ready. The winning number is 1-7-0-1-8. 7-0-1-1-8. Woo! Paul can get some more audio equipment.
Well, I'll be darned. Lane just won the 50-50. Oh, we got some more money coming in.
Everybody is to collect all of your name tags. This is how we're going to do the attendance prizes. I've got Multec tools. I've got the nice Garmin hats. We've got three different types of Garmin t-shirts. Ken, Darth K. All right. Next, Paintball, Mark. I think that rounds up pretty much everything for the day. Everybody here does know our website, geostl.com. If you have any other questions for Slaga, especially newer people, that's where we post all of the calendar events, our classes that we teach. We have the pavilion until 8 o'clock, and I will be here at least. So if you want to just sit and look at coins, I know the cat's over there. He is still selling coins, I do believe, $15. Travel bug table, I still got a bunch of travel bugs.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearings.